Miranda Verscher.
Jenna Mifflin.
Jay Chapman.
Noelle Ruckman.
I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS here with the seniors of the Pella Girls tennis team. And we are actually in the midst of your Oskaloosa meet. And right now we're about almost halfway through the season so far. For each of you, first of all, some of you I talked to on Zoom, what does it mean to be back and playing again with your teammates and being out here playing a sport you enjoy?
I think it's just really awesome that we have the chance to be out here all together and actually have a real season. And so far it's been really good.
So, yeah, honestly, like, the break, since we didn't get our season last year, it just made this year all that more exciting and meaningful to all of us.
It's exciting to have something to look forward to when other things are closed or not able to happen, but we're just fortunate that we're able to have our tennis season.
I think that this year the team has been especially close since we didn't get to have a season last year, so that's been really fun to, like, watch and be a part of.
Well, and this year's team has a really interesting mix where you have you guys as seniors on varsity, but then you have a lot of freshmen and sophomores who didn't play varsity before that are in some tough spots. How, as leaders, have you tried to kind of maintain that balance, knowing that some of you have some playing experience, but a lot of you are new to your spots too?
I guess the biggest thing is just staying very, like, encourageful to all the other players. Like, we had a really good senior group lead us, so just to be able to be in person to look up to for the younger classmen is just a good position to be in.
We always just try to encourage the girls to have fun, because when we look back on our season in 5 years, we're not going to know if we won or we lost. All we're going to remember is the bonds that we made and the girls that we met and the friends that we made, so we just try to be encouraging and bonding.
Encouraging is the word that's on repeat, and that's the word that I thought of. So, I mean, we've got some really good skill in the freshman, sophomore, and junior and senior group, but just telling them that they're doing a good job and keeping on encouraging them is something that we've all been doing.
Well, and with everybody on this team still pretty new to varsity tennis, what are the improvements that you think you have been making so far and some of your goals for the rest of the season, on whether it's at practice or at meets, to keep getting better?
I think some of the biggest improvements is just working together and, like, just being a very close team. When someone does something good, you tell them they did a good job, and it just makes us all that better.
Yeah, I think we definitely improved a lot on all of our attitudes. Like, we're all just really happy that we can all be here in person and with each other. And one of our biggest goals, I would say, is just to, like, get as close as we can before the season ends and reach our full potential of what we've got.
Yeah, another one of our biggest goals is to make sure that every single time we leave a meet, we know that we gave 100% effort. We never want to leave knowing that we didn't give it our all. I mean, win or lose, it doesn't matter, as long as you're having fun and you're giving it all you got.
Tennis-wise, I think we've all been getting better with our skills. I've gotten better at, like, placement, but we've all had a lot of fun growing with the team and becoming better leaders through the season as well.
Well, my last question for you is, this team has won a lot of conference championships. You've been to state before. I imagine those are the big overarching goals, right, for team success. What do you think it's going to take to be able to compete for those opportunities again, whether you win or lose? And what do you think it's going to take from either a personal or team standpoint to improve enough to be a state quality or a conference championship team?
I think if we just keep doing what we're doing, stay in the mindset that we're in right now, and just realize that we can do it if we just try, then we could easily do it again.
Yeah, it's definitely all about motivation, keeping on encouraging each other, and again, it doesn't matter if we win or lose, but if we do make it to state again, that would be awesome, and we would all be so excited to have that experience.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of mindfulness in the sport of tennis. We just have to know that we can get it. I know that we're all capable and our skills are there. We just have to want it, and we have to be in the mindset, and we have to encourage each other, and every single point, just remind yourself that you can win.
And like Jade was saying earlier about giving 100% effort each time, I think as we get better in the season with more practice and keep giving 100% effort, we're definitely on the path to making state and even doing a good job. So.
Awesome. These are the varsity seniors of the Pella Girls tennis team joining us here on the Radio Sports page. I appreciate your time and all the best to you. And hopefully we're talking again about some of those state qualifying things in the future. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.